It's madness. It is total madness, total satanic madness. Every day, as I said yesterday, I'm going to try and do a special report or something at the end. And today I don't have one, so I'm just going to cover the report I did this morning. Each morning I try and get out one of these investigative, long and in-depth reports on whatever topic I can find or whatever news I can find. And of course, you guys can send us news at support@christiantruther.com. And of course, Emily does hers in the afternoon or in the evening because it takes a lot of time to put these reports together. And then if we throw in the exclusives and the exclusive times, it takes a good couple weeks before we can put one of these things together. And with this, this is technology that's already available. And we keep coming back to the technology and science. And a lot of people, it's hard to further prove technology and science these days because it just sounds so crazy. It sounds so sci-fi. We're talking about literal mind control, deleting memories, deleting the what you remember in your mind, distorting your morals, planting memories and controlling behavior. Now, with this particular technology, it would take an actual implant or psychodrugs, literally, psychopharmaceuticals. But with these reports, we try and go really in-depth. And of course, these are just a taste of what you can find in the exclusives. Mankind is on the cusp of a transition that we cannot come back from. I keep mentioning this. And as of today, with the CRISPR technology patents being on basic hold since 2014, now that holds up today, that cusp or this cliff that we're on, we just keep getting closer and closer and closer to that edge. Literally, the only thing that is stopping them from creating designer babies, they've got the technology, folks. All that's holding them back is really this little ethics committee or panel or whatever. That's it. That's all. It used to be a lot more. People wouldn't have accepted this or been okay with it. Well, now people don't really care. And people seek technology and they seek the science, the sick science, the sci-fi crap science. And it's going to change everything. And it won't be 30 years or 50 years. I mean, granted, I can't even imagine 30 years down the road. Let alone, I can't even imagine 5 with the way that technology is growing, with the way that the science, the field of science is growing. Biotechnology and so on and so forth. What they call this is the fourth industrial revolution, where mankind becomes the tool, where genetic engineering takes over. Where instead of mankind builds better tools to use, mankind becomes the tool. Mankind and technology mix, and of course, science mixes the DNA. We're on the cusp of a very, very dangerous situation. New world technology has the ability to change our perception by altering our memory. Some of the technologies can even make us forget history. Now, I think I know that you all know how bad that is. And by doing so can distort morals. But there is a far greater evil. Scientists can even plant memories. Several methods are mentioned in the above video by S. Matthew Lyo. Now, hang on, I'm going to just give you a little preview. It's a TEDx video. This guy was giving a TEDx speech. And I encourage you to watch this because you need to see. I mean, he kind of explains what's holding it back and so on and so forth and what technology is already there, public knowledge and things, and what DARPA is actually doing. Several methods are mentioned in the above video by Matthew, who is the current holder of the Arthur Zittrain Chair of Bioethics and is the director of the Center for Bioethics and affiliated professor in the Department of Philosophy at New York University. Those methods are as follows. Functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, deep brain stimulation and deep brain stimulation plus. That's why that's there. Psychopharmaceuticals and psychopharmacology. This is the one that we're really going to be focusing on because it is the technology that is very close and similar to the mark of the beast. Other researchers in the fields of science and technology are working on removing the literal belief system, you guys have heard this before from me as well, or faith, from an individual by using magnets. The speaker mentioned several incidences where altering memories are applicable, and in each case, the bioethicist attempted to prove that altering what we remember was somehow acceptable. All while mentioning that DARPA, using Deep Brain Stimulation Plus, is seeking to create super soldiers. They are literally using this to enhance soldiers on the battlefield. And it's not like it's giving them super strength. It's erasing their memories. It's altering their judgment. Deep brain stimulation bears a similar resemblance to the mark of the beast. After the implant has taken place, a single electric pulse targets regions of the brain and interferes with neural activity in the target area, which can alter decisions, symptoms, behavior, and morals. The implant is formally called an implanted pulse generator, or an IPG, which can be calibrated by technicians, doctors, and qualified nurses. So it's not like it's got to be some guru. It's qualified nurses. As mentioned in the video, DBS Plus can be calibrated to alter how a soldier responds on the battlefield and or after the war. The machine would give the military-industrial complex more control over soldiers, thus meaning that DARPA or any other agency could remove guilt and alter judgment in any soldier's mind in any given circumstance. I think we all know the ramifications of that. The machine further proves that the military-industrial complex is seeking to create super soldiers and is actively working on mind control. The common motive behind creating such technology can be derived from the outcome, once again. While claiming medical purposes or medicinal purposes, it is evident that the goal of altering memories and changing morals is to demoralize, further propagandize, and control the masses. According to Scripture, specifically in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16, and Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33, God states that He will write His laws on our hearts and in our minds. The agents of the Illuminati are seeking to remove these from mankind, the laws, the moral law that God has placed in our hearts and in our minds. Now, of course, for those of you who are true Christians, God will place a hedge of protection around you. And you better keep that in mind. There is to be no fear. If you are afraid, you are falling victim to the devil's schemes. And you better not be afraid. The only kind of fear you need is the fear of God. God controls your life. He created the whole world. You don't think He can take care of you? He created the whole universe. You don't think He cares about you? He knows the very hairs on your head. Think about that for a minute. Just think literally. God knows how many hairs are on my head. Could you imagine how long it would take you to count the hairs on your head? And I guarantee you'd mess up. Think about that. Currently, a subversive campaign of demoralization is being waged against humanity as a whole, which is attempting to slowly strip away the moral laws God has written on our hearts and in our minds. We see it everywhere. If you're not paying attention, you better start. Awake, O sleeper. I would like to thank you all for watching and listening. Let us know what you think in the comments. God bless and carry on.